1065
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
If you've missed any of Gavin's phone scams, you can text the word scam to 73389. Tell us about your phone scam today.
We're calling Tim. He works at a carpet cleaning place. He might own the carpet cleaning place, actually. And I'm calling to see if I can get him to come to my house to clean up a huge mess that my son created because my son is a werewolf.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
This is Tim. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to book you guys to come by for a cleaning.
Excellent. We currently have three different rates right now. We have like a medium clean, and we have a deep clean.
It would be a deep clean.
I'm sorry. And what kind of stains are we looking at? Are we looking at biological or cookies?
It's all organic. It's all biological. There's some dirt.
Okay.
There's some bodily fluid. There's a lot of blood.
Okay. We need the entire house cleared out because of the cleaning agents produce a lot of fumes that might be caustic.
I see. Okay. So how firm are you on that? It's just me and my son that live here now. And my son, he is confined to a room and he cannot leave. That's part of the problem is that he got out of his room. So he actually got out of the house. He got out of the whole house and then came back to the house. And that's why we need the cleaning now.
And there's no way that you guys could go take a lunch.
Well, he's not.
He's confined to the house.
I mean, if history's prologue, he's not going to be hungry again for several months. That's the good news. But no, I cannot take him out in public right now.
Do you mind if I ask what happened?
I don't really know how to answer that. He's a danger to society, but I take care of it. He just happened to get out. You know, I screwed up one night and I thought the door was shut. The door wasn't shut. The good news is that he always comes home. And I assure you that it wasn't a person. It most likely looked like it was a dog. Somebody's dog.
Okay. So the blood is not your son's blood or a human's blood.
Correct.
But there,
it's animal
there
blood.
Was a dog. It's animal blood. We think it's animal blood.
Yes.
And do we know how it got into your house?
Do we know how the what? That's not,
the blood got into your house.
My son brought the dog home.
The dog or the blood? Just one or the other or both?
Well, the blood was in the dog when he brought the dog in the house, and then the blood got out of the dog.
Understood, yes.
I'm glad you understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So also, another thing is, while you guys are working in the house, is your equipment loud?
One of the compressors does produce a very audible sound. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It's kind of a white noise, but a shh.
That's fine. Good. That's good. The louder the noise, the better, because when other people come in the house, he kind of knows, and he kind of kicks up. It gets him excited, and so I just don't want the neighbors to hear, like, you know, a whole lot of ruckus and growling and stuff like that. So it's good to have a loud, bring all the loud machines, okay, and just kind of set up the loud machines outside the home.
Just as a ballpark figure, when we're talking about the size of your son, how big is your son?
It really depends on the situation. Sometimes the size of a normal 13-year-old boy. And sometimes he has the strength of a 400-pound man. So I'm not really sure how to answer that. But I mean, I assure you, though, that you guys will be safe.
You do not mind putting down a deposit before we show up?
Whatever it takes.
It sounds like kind of like a dicey situation here.
It's not an ideal situation. I will say that. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. Do you think, though, that you guys would be able to come by when the moon is not full? You know, just asking.
You know, let me check my lunar calendar right here that I have keep at my desk for these kinds of questions.
You sound like you're being sarcastic. That's a very...
Not one bit. I'm sorry, I was...
Because that is a very real, very serious question that I have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. So I need to go anyway and pick up some more chains, but then let's reconnect. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great. You know, okay, my number, sir.
That's great. And Tim, one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The End. It's a prank phone call. Your wife is the one who wanted me to do this, so I apologize.
Jesus.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.